The report says that boys are 5 times more likely than girls to be diagnosed on the autism spectrum. Do we know why?
We really don't. There is research looking into this to understand, is it something related to the sex chromosomes? Is it related to hormonal factors? We really don't have an answer to this right now.
Are the symptoms presented differently in boys than girls?
There is some research going on about that right now. There are hints at it that girls may be somewhat different in their manifestation, maybe a bit more outgoing. And so maybe they're not diagnosed as often because maybe people are thinking of it more as an anxiety or a shyness problem than really being autism per se.
Alyssa Rock, the mother we spoke to earlier, told us about how expensive some treatment can be, and she said there are often wait lists for services. Has the Affordable Care Act changed things for children and their families? Children on the autism spectrum?
Well, I think one of the big things that might be changing is that you can get care if you have an existing diagnosis. I mean, in the past, that's been a challenge to get health care.
Because it was a pre-existing condition.
Exactly.
And so are you seeing more families being able to access services?
We actually are, so that's a positive thing.
As you said, autism is not a rare condition. So that means that the resources needed to address it are a bigger and bigger, one could say, burden on families, on state budgets, et cetera. Is there a silver lining to that in terms of greater awareness or in terms of some kind of economy of scale in addressing these problems?
I think so. I think that all of the research that's gone into autism doesn't just benefit individuals with autism. It benefits kids with reading disabilities, social anxiety, intellectual delay, behavioral disorders, family coping. All of this research is being poured out and being disseminated into the public sector that can be adopted and used for all disabilities. I also think that what teachers are learning about how to teach kids with autism is causing them to really think hard about all the individual learning styles of the students in their class and how can they really drill down to the essential concepts that these kids need to be able to be successful in their learning process. So I do think that all of this creative work that's going into understanding how to better teach kids with autism, how to use technology to advance our ability to educate professionals and families about helping individuals on the spectrum, how to develop support groups for people who are self-advocates. I mean, these are all the silver linings that have come out of moving the field forward.